Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action!
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning and happy Monday, Rockaholics. Steve Miggs.
We're here.
Do you drink more coffee on a Monday than any other day of the week?
I'm on my seventh cup, which is two less than usual. No.
Are you mostly a black coffee drinker?
Yes.
Do you like
most of the time? Maybe a little squirty if some like some. Never mind.
Do you like light roast, medium roast, or dark roast?
Wow. Man, you're asking me some hard questions first thing Monday morning.
I'm still trying to get to know you.
I'm more of a blonde roast kind of guy personally. You know what's up.
I've seen your wife.
You met my wife.
I know what you're talking about. Let's inform our rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download,
a.k.a. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Today's your day, Taryn Daly, to eat a Big Mac.
I still haven't done it.
Well, today's the day. It's McDonald's Day.
Okay. Should I do it and report back?
Please.
All right.
Oh, I can't wait for tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow at this time as we get a full-on report from Taryn Daly about her Big Mac experience. Probably
not. I'm nervous.
It's also Jackie Robinson Day, so a lot of the baseball teams, of course, will be showing some love for the great Jackie Robinson. And also, if you haven't done so yet, what are you waiting for? It's tax day.
Or just get that extension filed.
Fine. So there's a woman who, well, this actually kind of ties into some taxes, as you'll find out as I talk about this. She left over $1,000 tip at a taco restaurant in Florida not because of good service, not because she was trying to do a good deed. She actually thought she was going to be swept up in the biblical rapture on the day of the eclipse. So she's like, you know what? I'm not going to be able to use this money, so I'm just going to give it to the server who is giving me my food over at a taco restaurant. Here's the thing. Spoiler alert. She wasn't swept up by the biblical rapture, and she's still alive, and now she wants her money back.
Sorry.
Right? Well, according to one of the servers, they had like a long thing that they put up on like Reddit talking about what happened. She said that the woman tried to say that the tip was fraudulent and that they tampered with it. And like, lady, we did not tamper with it. It was one of those portable credit card readers where you hand it over to the woman. She then typed in the amount that she wanted to tip because it was a custom amount. So you can't even accidentally leave a $1,000 tip. So they're just like, and also they're like, look, we've already gotten paid. Taxes have been taken out. We don't have that money anymore. Sorry, lady. Maybe next time you get swept up by the biblical rapture.
This scam is making the rounds again, Rockaholics. Be very careful. If you pick up the phone and it's just someone asking, can you hear me, you should hang up.
Yeah, my mom sometimes when I call, she's like, can you hear me? I just hang up on her.
Sorry, Mom.
No.
It could be a scam where they're trying to get you to say yes or record your voice.
Because
they can use that to make it seem like you authorized something down the road that you didn't. So just be careful.
Just don't answer the phone if it's from a number you don't know. Or even if it's from a number you know. Just send everybody to voicemail. That's the best way to do it. A burglar broke into somebody's house near Toronto, and I'm going to do my very best to keep this somewhat clean. because this story is just insane. They took some jewelry. They took some clothes. They also took some prescription medication as well. But they did leave something behind. Behind is definitely a very strong word to use in this conversation. They did do it in the toilet. Yes, the burglar left behind what you think and didn't even have the courtesy to flush it. Can you imagine come home, your house has been broken into, they stole a bunch of stuff, and they also left you a surprise. And that's exactly what happened. But thankfully, cops found this woman. Yes, it was a woman, 22 years old. 3 days later, she was walking around in the victim's clothes. And they're like, wait a second, the clothes look familiar. And she's been arrested for breaking and entering, possessing stolen property, and forgetting to flush.
Ew. There's a man in North Carolina who was arrested after he was caught having relations with an 82-year-old woman's 2008 Toyota Avalon. That was a good year.
They are very sexy cars.
So she had been noticing what they're calling damage to her car for several years.
How aggressive was he?
Several years. But he was finally caught in the act. Here is the owner of the vehicle, Carolyn, explaining how the police caught the man.
They caught him on camera. They came Monday morning, and they took the films out, and they come back to the door and said, we got him this time. She said, we got good films, we got good pictures, but it was more than we really wanted to see. So,
but poor Carolyn.
Monogamy's not dead. He was just. You weren't working with us, Danny and Sarah. Do you remember Ed Smith? Not Ted Smith. Ed Smith, who made the news. He was in the news. A local guy. He was in the news for having, I think it's called like mecophilia, and he had attractions to vehicles. They would make love to him. He was featured on some channel, like on Discovery Channel or
Weird Fetish.
Yeah, something along those lines. And he listened to our show. We had him on the show. He showed up to one of our listener parties, which was insane because I'm having a beer with the guy. And I'm introducing everybody like this is my friend who's like, you know, the president of a bank. But I'm like, this is Ed. He has sex with cars. And everyone's like, why are you so proud to share that?
Keep those thoughts on the inside.
I was so fired up to have everybody meet him. We even went on the microphone, like, say some love to Ed, and everyone's going crazy. I'm like, what is happening here? But apparently now he has a new friend, this person in North Carolina. Oh, man, a Kentucky guy, he went to some extreme measures to avoid paying child support. You know what he did? He pretended to be dead. His name's Jesse. He's 39 years old. He faked his own death to avoid paying more than $100,000 in outstanding child support. Apparently, he admitted to making these claims of him being dead back in 2023 of January. He used credentials that he stole from a doctor in another state to do it. He even accessed Hawaii's death registry system and created a fake death certificate for himself. He's going to face a lot of time behind bars and also potentially be fined $500,000.
Those kids are going to get that money.
You hope?
Mm-hmm.
That's just insane. As far as weather, we're going to hit. Well, the Mariners are playing tonight, so good luck to the Mariners. They're at home against the Reds. The weather's going to be a high of 53, some scattered showers. The DMD is brought to you by Kia of Puyallup, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and help us fill in this sentence, Rockaholics. I'm not proud of it, but when I was a teen, I did blank.
Oh,
when
boy.
Did you do something stupid as a teen? Many times.
I would imagine there's going to be plenty of stories for this one.
The reason we're asking is because police officers in Gig Harbor got a call about a group of teenagers that were blowing something like spit wads or pebbles at pedestrians that were walking through downtown Gig Harbor. And they were able to call in the license plate. They got the mom on the phone.
Damn.
The mom said her kid had the car with some of the kid's cousins.
Wouldn't it be funny if mom was lying and it was actually her doing all this stuff? She's just like, dime. That's just when all else fails, dime out my own kids.
So she told the officers she would give her son a call and then get them home and she would deal with it.
Okay.
Which is almost, to me, scarier than the police in the case of my own mother as a child.
Dude, same with my mom. My mom would never really get too mad at me. Dad was typically the disciplinarian, but after a while, you're just like, oh, dad's mad, angry, and he's going to yell or grab his belt or something. Like, you just kind of got used to that. Mom, it took a lot. Like, you had to push and push and push. And when she finally snapped, then she pulled out the spatula.
Ooh.
And then it was just like, oh, man. And like, you're like, I can outrun her. You know, I'm definitely stronger than my mom. Like, if I square it up, I got this. But it's mom, and it's terrifying. And you're almost just like, all right, I'm not going to run from you because you're mom. Like, I want this anger to be over because you're just like, you're the sweet, loving mom.
For sure.
Yeah.
My dad used to say when we would get in trouble, you're in so much trouble, you just wait till your mother gets home.
So what would happen when mother would get home?
I'd be like grounded for life and everything's taken away and
It's nice that you could come to work while being grounded for life.
Yep. I'm out on work release.
It's a work release program. You've been grounded since you were 13.
So the officers received a couple of additional complaints about the group. They spoke with the teens who said that they had gone to get those boba tea drinks.
Those are so
disgusting. Okay. I do not understand that.
I like the tea.
Yes.
I remember the first time I ever got one, somebody got me one of those. I was like, oh, it's crazy. Big ass straw and this tea. And then I did not realize there were balls, and I inhaled one of the balls.
Oh, God.
And it was the worst weird feeling to this day. And they're not, and I'm sure they taste fine, but because of that first feeling of having that ball like hit the back of my throat, I was like, I'm never having one of those again. Stop laughing, Danny.
Is it tapioca that's inside of those?
I believe so.
Yeah, not interested. Count me out on that. But this is what the teenagers were spitting at pedestrians. And the mom asked the officers if the kids could write an apology letter or even do some community service. The officer told the mom she would need to ask that question in court.
I think writing an apology letter would be the worst punishment. Have you tried to write a letter? Since we live in the world of like everything being on like a Word file or on your laptop or your cell phone, like I never handwrite anything except for Christmas cards or anniversary cards. And I remember back in the day when I would write a letter to my wife, it would be like the entire half of that empty page would be filled in with like how much I love her and all these great things, right? Nowadays, it's like two sentences and I'm like, and I love you very much. The end. Because my hand starts cramping.
And it's you, just the letter you.
Yes.
We're really trying to like do less.
By next year, it's just going to be XOXO and that's it.
I also find it funny that your mind immediately, because it doesn't say that they actually made them handwrite letters. It just said write letters. So technically that could have been on a computer or something. But immediately you were like, oh, they have to handwrite them.
Yeah, I guess in my head, if I was writing the story, I'd be like, they have to text. They have to DM. But you're right. It could just be that they're doing it also on an
email.
Yeah, a computer.
They don't need to scribe them in stone, Steve.
That's I would make them do that. I'd be like, have you ever handwritten a letter? Well, kid, you're writing a 3-page handwritten letter, and you can't take any breaks.
We tried this a couple weeks ago, some of the members of the men's room and I. We all practiced cursive. We all tried to write the same sentence in cursive to see if we could even do it, and it was brutal. We all failed miserably at perfectly writing in cursive. I like that, though. I hope that they had to hand... I hope it was a handwritten letter that they were maybe considering doing. Rockaholics, the number to call, 206-803-ROCK. We want you to fill in the sentence. I'm not proud of it, but when I was a teen, I did blank.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.
This is The Rock of Seattle. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call. And we have asked you to fill in this sentence on The Daily Migs Show. Quote, I am not proud of it, but when I was a teen, I did blank. When did you do something stupid as a teen? Michelle in Kingston, what did you do as a teen?
Whoa.
Whoa,
whoa. Whoa.
We're losing you, Michelle.
Michelle, we'll put you on. Are you there? Wait. Put her on hold and we'll see if... Let's put her on hold and let's get her all dialed in, and we'll come back to her because it sounds like every time she says she's here, once she starts talking again, she becomes a robot. Yeah.
Chad in Tacoma.
I'm here.
You are.
Chad, what did you do that was dumb as a teen?
I was an escort driver.
Oh! Okay, I was not expecting that. How? When we say teen, what are we talking, like 18, 17? Please don't say 13.
17 to about 20, and I couldn't do it anymore. So when I was 20, I found out who actually hired me.
How'd you even get involved in it? Was like
where do you apply for that job?
Yeah.
Where do you send your resume?
So that's the thing is, like, I was at a bar and some ladies asked me if I'd drive for them, and I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. Found out what it was, and I was like, yeah, who cares? It's money.
Did it pay well? Then,
like I said, when I was 20, I found out who actually hired me. So my sister sent these people to hire me.
Wait a second. What?
The plot thickens.
Awkward question, but was your sister an escort or a madam?
She was a co-madam.
This would make Christmas so interesting when everyone's talking about their jobs. So she set it all up. Were you getting paid pretty well to do that?
Very well, especially if it required extra assistance.
Is that like security, in other words?
Yes.
Was it? What was the experience like driving with the escorts? With good conversations, like
exhilarating conversations sometimes because they vent. I've learned to listen to women vent, so.
Oh, I thought you said bent. I was like, oh, that's a perk of the job I didn't hear about.
I heard the same thing.
Damn, Chad, that's a crazy story.
Awesome. Thanks, Chad. I think we got Michelle from Kingston back on the line.
I'm back.
All
Hi,
right.
Michelle. How did your teens shape up? What was something crazy you did?
Well, we were at my grandparents in Fort Angeles for, I believe it was Thanksgiving weekend. And we were, my mom and dad and grandma and aunt and uncle, cousins, everybody went Black Friday shopping. And we were at Swain's in Fort Angeles. And all my friends were stealing makeup at the time. And I was probably about 12. It might have been preteen. And I got caught stealing mascara because I thought I would be cool like my friends. And my grandma was standing next to me when they caught me outside the front door. I was absolutely mortified and humiliated because she's the sweetest thing on this planet. And my mom and stepdad had them call the cops and take me to the Port Angeles Police Department.
Oh, wow.
And it was quite the holiday weekend for my family.
My gosh.
And I'd never been in trouble before. And I went to my room, and that's where I spent the rest of the holiday weekend. And my grandma, thank God, forgave me. And, God bless her and rest in peace. But, it's still a topic of conversation in my family. And I've never, ever touched anything that wasn't mine again.
I was about to ask if you ever did anything again, but I would imagine that must have scared you straight.
Oh, my God. It was so mortifying. Black Friday in Port Angeles at Swain's was pretty busy, and everyone knows everybody, so everyone knew that Helen's granddaughter was stealing mascara on Black.
So, Michelle, so when the cop, did they, like, amp it up and, like, ham it up to be, like, extra stern with you to scare you or, like, because I'd imagine they were in cahoots with your parents. They're just like, hey, can you help scare
rough her up a little bit?
Okay, maybe not rough her up a little bit, but all right.
He didn't I don't remember being handcuffed, but I did get put into the back of a police car in front of the store, in front of everyone, and was taken to the police station and, like, questioned like I was a murderer. And, yeah, it was really, really scary for a little girl.
Oh, my gosh.
I would go full bore. If I was a police officer and somebody's parents said, hey, help scare them, I'd be like, let's go. This is going to be a blast. Like, let's make him feel like the most hardened criminal ever.
We have Juan in Olympia. Juan, what did you do that was dumb as a teen?
I lost my virginity to my mom's friend.
We said dumb, not awesome. How did this even unfold?
It wasn't my mom's. Like, she just knew this lady and helped her out for, like, 3 weeks. And she took my bed, so they had me sleeping in the living room. And one night I woke up with something weird, and I was like, what the heck is going on? And I see her, and I'm like, okay. And my mom still don't know.
I was about to ask her.
No. My wife, too, and she always threatens me.
She always threatens you to tell your mom?
I'm going to tell your mom.
Can we call your mom right now and ask her?
No.
Taking this one to the grave.
That would have been amazing if you said yes. I was like,
thanks, Juan.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's not a world I ever lived in.
No.
Yeah, I even saw like there was a recent story about like one of those hot for teacher stories, which, you know, it's messed up. But then when you see it, you're just like, it's insane. Like, these things were going on. And I was just like, you know, happy if I could get my hands on a Playboy magazine when I was like 17, 18 years old.
The Daily Migs Show.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.